Hey there, this is Rich Pav from HeroFilmJapan.com. It's nighttime. I'm going to go for a walk through the neighborhood. I know what my biggest problem is. Doesn't help fix it though. I always wait until I feel like I want to do something before I do it. And that's the wrong way to go about things. You can't wait till you're motivated to get something done. You gotta do it, and then the motivation comes. But it's kind of like, say if you stutter, you can know what your problem is. You just have to stop stuttering. And then your problem's solved. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help just knowing what the problem is. I think I'm gonna follow the example of the guy on Reddit who calls himself Shitty Watercolor. It was funny. A few years ago, this guy, whenever a post would get popular, some guy would draw a shitty watercolor of what the post was about. And at first, his watercolors were really, really shitty, and it was funny. But something happened. He kept at it. And his watercolors got really good. And they got good enough that he started a website and he started selling his watercolors. And that's what I gotta do. I just have to make shitty watercolors. And it'll get better. When I first started podcasting, for the life of me, this drove me crazy. For the life of me, I couldn't figure out why people listened. I mean, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just walking and talking. And people would write to me and say, "You're my favorite podcaster," and I just couldn't get it. And then Marc Maron, comedian, started his podcast, the WTF podcast. And I finally got it. It's the human connection. And the funny thing is, I never thought I was very good at making human connections. I worked in Tokyo from 1994 to 2011. And most of my jobs were programming, web development. So I sat in front of a computer all day, and I didn't really talk to anybody, especially at the end. And it got to be like, I didn't want to talk to anybody anymore. And then I got laid off. And it took me a long time, but I started teaching. And what teaching made me realize is that I need to be around people. if you don't spend time with people, it makes you sick. So maybe that's why people like to listen to my podcast. You got to make a connection with people. So, what I'm going to do, I have another website called the Chum Bucket. It's just chumbucket.herofilmjapan.com. It's not registered on iTunes, but it has an RSS feed. And I'm going to use that to make my shitty watercolor podcasts. I'm going to try to podcast every day for 30 days. I'm going to put them in the Chum Bucket because it gives me the freedom to not worry about whether the podcasts are good enough. Isn't that funny? All I have to do is walk and talk, and I'm worried that it's not good enough. How can I make life more complicated?